From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is urging Congress to move quickly on approving his multi-million-dollar jobs creation plan that's part of his $3.8 trillion proposed budget released on Monday. The president's blueprint would slowly work to decrease the federal government's ballooning deficit, which is projected to be $1.56 trillion for the current fiscal year.
We simply cannot continue to spend as if deficits don't have consequences, as if waste doesn't matter, as if the hard-earned tax dollars of the American people can be treated like monopoly money.
The president's jobs initiative is fairly reminiscent of last year's stimulus bill, but is only about a third of its size. Mr. Obama is calling for nearly $300 billion for recession relief and job stimulus. Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire says the plan creates the perception of big ideas, but doesn't do anything big. The president travels to Nashua, New Hampshire, tomorrow to promote his jobs growth plans. Haitian officials say the 10 Americans in a Christian church group arrested while trying to cross the border with 33 Haitian children should have known what they were doing was illegal. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Officials in Haiti warn that parents should watch their children to protect them from unscrupulous orphanages and child traffickers. Haitian officials characterize the 10 Baptists as kidnappers. Still, the Haitian judicial system has collapsed. That prompted Prime Minister Max Bellerieff to hold talks with U.S. officials to see if the Americans could be tried in the United States. The Baptists, most from Idaho, were arrested trying to enter Haiti on Friday. They have not been charged, but a Haitian prosecutor said they face kidnapping and child smuggling charges. Authorities and relief agencies warn that child smuggling could increase, with a dysfunctional government nearly powerless to stop it. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Stocks recovered some of their recent losses on Monday. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
As a new month began, stocks roared back after a rough January that saw the Dow Jones Industrials fall 3.5% and the Nasdaq Composite 5.4%. Those losses gave investors an opportunity to pick up some apparent bargains with the help of upbeat economic numbers. Although the Commerce Department reported weaker than expected consumer and construction spending in December, early January indicators were more encouraging. The Institute for Supply Management's survey of corporate purchasing managers found a surprisingly sharp rise in manufacturing activity. Strong Exxon earnings also cheered Wall Street. The Dow and Nasdaq rose more than 1.1%, while the S&P 500 gained over 1.4%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
China is speaking out against any meeting between President Obama and the Dalai Lama. The head of the China's United Front of Work Department says any such meeting would be useless. This is NPR. A steel shim no bigger than a postage stamp is the fix that Toyota has come up with to deal with the more than 2 million recalled cars and trucks that might have an accelerator problem in this country. The automaker says the fix should take about a half an hour and insists it will solve the sticky gas pedal issue. Toyota says the parts should start showing up at dealers' showrooms by the end of the week. Some dealers plan to be open around the clock to handle the recalled vehicles. A Swedish rapper has been convicted by a Los Angeles jury of killing a pedestrian at a Hollywood crosswalk. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has details.
Musician-producer David Moses Jassy was driving a rented SUV in November 2008 when it stopped inside a Los Angeles crosswalk, almost hitting pedestrian activist John Osnes. Osnes, a professional pianist, angrily banged on the hood of Jassy's car to indicate his displeasure. Reports from eyewitnesses say Jassy, who also goes by the name Dave Monopoly, sprang from the car, punched and kicked Osnes, then drove over him as an off-duty police officer clung to the car in an effort to keep Jassy from leaving the scene. At his trial, Jassy said he never intended to hurt Osnes. Prosecutors and bystanders insist the assault was an instance of road rage turned fatal. On Monday, a Los Angeles jury convicted Jassy of second-degree murder. He faces 15 years to life when he's sentenced next month. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
CBS News is cutting more staffers this week. Employees in New York, Los Angeles, and Miami, among other cities, will be let go. Bureaus in Moscow and Tel Aviv are also being shut down. CBS News anchor Katie Couric is paid $15 million a year. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.